It's 10 trivia questions from the hit game show Cash Cab, as asked to me by my friend Joe Kubas from the Wreck My Podcast show. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. My wife just sent me a message from the other room, as she often does when she's putting the baby to sleep. And this one was called Amazing Fandoms. So that was the name of the group on Facebook. But they posted these fun retellings of the plots of movies. And I've seen these kind of trending quite a bit lately. People will take a movie, like a hit film, and they'll summarize it with kind of like a few words in a funny way. So for example, I'll give you this one. Rich girl lets poor man freeze to death. So if you think about that one, rich girl lets poor man freeze to death, you could summarize that as the movie Titanic. That's right. She doesn't let Jack back on that raft and he drifts off into the icy sea. Rich girl lets poor man freeze to death. And there's a bunch of these on here. Boy spends 7 years being a third wheel. Boy spends 7 years being a third wheel. Think about that one for a second. See if you could figure that one out. It is the Harry Potter movies, because we have a picture that you can't see, but it's Ron and Hermione and then Harry just kind of off to the side. Boy spends 7 years being a third wheel. Let's see if you can get this last one in this quick little intro. A bald guy teams up with another bald guy to fight another bald guy. Ooh, interesting. Bald guy teams with another bald guy to fight another bald guy. That would be Fast and the Furious. I don't know which one exactly this happens in. Maybe 6 or 7, but we have Vin Diesel and The Rock, who are bald, to fight Jason Statham, who is also bald. So those are fun. I might take some of these and try and write some of my own for a live trivia night this week. So if you like those kinds of summaries, kind of like drunken synopsises, is what I think I've called them before, of movies, get ready for those at my live events, all of which you can find at triviawithbuds.com. It's about 20 places you can play trivia and bingo with me every single week, and I would love to see you this week for some good times at bars and breweries. All right, we're going to jump into today's episode. It is a fun recording from just the other day, this past Saturday, exactly, at Pocock Brewing Company in Santa Clarita, California. This is one of my favorite places to sit down and have a brew, and I got to hang out with all my friends from another great show called Wreck My Podcast. My friend Jordan Zeilinger runs that show, and his crew of misfits include Cam Molidor, who hosts trivia for me at Pocock Weekly, and Joe Kubas, who asked me these questions from a great book he had, which was just a compilation of great cash cab rounds and questions. So let's see how many I get out of 10. You can play along with me and hopefully have some fun with our chat up at this brewery. We're going to jump into that recording right now. Here we go. Sitting here at one of my favorite places to have a beer in all the world, Pocock Brewing Company in Santa Clarita, California, with my friend Joe Kubas. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Ryan. Pleasure to be on the podcast.
Thank you for being on the show. You are part of a big podcast called Wreck My Podcast. Tell me about your experience on that show.
Oh, I love being a part of Wreck My Podcast. We have a couple of different episodes where we go through nostalgic episodes, movies, things that we used to love as kids. We also have a morning radio style show with segments. It's just a great time. If you like entertainment and pop culture, you'll definitely dig our show.
Fantastic. And you were sitting here with me. We were about to eat some pizza from Domino's. We had it cut in squares, so it feels like we're eating more pizza, which is a little trick of mine from Chicago. And before we eat the pizza, you said, hey, I have some cash cab style trivia questions for you that we used on Wreck My Podcast. And I said, let's do a few. So why don't you read me the first 10?
All right, Ryan. So first 10, again, from Wreck My Podcast. This actually takes from multiple different questions of different difficulties.
Okay.
Some of them may be easy. Some of them may be difficult. I'm very confident you will get the vast majority of these, though.
Okay, I'm very excited.
All right, so let's start with number one.
All right.
Though it may be highly illogical, what actor titled his two autobiographies, I Am Spock and I Am Not Spock?
Ooh, that would be the guy who played Spock, which is not William Shatner, but is Leonard Nimoy.
That is correct. Leonard Nimoy is the correct answer.
Very cool. I feel good about that. I am not a big Trekkie myself, but I do like the modern Star Wars movies, and I like going back and watching the old series from time to time.
I 100% agree. I myself, not a big Trekkie, though I do really enjoy those new Star Trek movies that came out. Felt that they made an excellent introduction to what the Star Trek universe is about.
Are they going to make more of those even?
I don't think so.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
We're done with the J.J. Abrams Star Trek?
I believe so.
Yeah. All right.
So number two, what pale yellow liquid component of blood is often collected from college students in need of quick cash?
Pale yellow liquid for college students. Well, I would say
a component of blood.
A component of blood. Oh, this would be plasma.
That is correct. Plasma is the correct answer. Have you ever donated blood, your plasma before?
I tried when I first moved to California when I didn't have a job yet. I'm like, oh, I'll just go do this twice a week. But I have really tiny veins in my arms. So they told me, they're like, we'd actually prefer if you didn't come back. They're like, this is just too much work for us to try and get a very small amount of plasma. So I'm not the best candidate.
All right. Well, number three, boasting a ham of a mascot, what rhyming supermarket chain first introduced Americans to self-service groceries?
I didn't know this was the first self-service place, but I gotta guess Piggly Wiggly?
That is correct. Piggly Wiggly is the correct answer.
I've never been to one, I don't think. Maybe on vacation I've stopped in one, but I can't recall actually being inside one. Have you?
No, I feel this is an East Coast chain, as yeah. I've only lived on the West Coast, and I've never actually seen one.
Okay, interesting. Piggly Wiggly. All right.
Number four. What mythological creature, finally slayed by Hercules, grew two new heads for every one that was cut off?
I want to say it's called a Hydra.
That is correct. Hydra
nice
is
job.
The correct answer.
That is also what I hail if I was a villain in a Disney Marvel movie.
I would agree. Did you ever get into any mythology, whether it was Greek or Roman mythology?
I played the first God of War game. That's about as close as I got. Yeah.
That's the extent of it.
That's
all
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, number five.
Yes.
What is the avian-inspired slang word Canadians use to refer to their $1 coin?
Ooh, the $1 coin in Canada is called a... Ooh, avian-inspired.
Avian-inspired slang word.
Man. It's not an albatross. Let's see. I'm going to say it's called a beak.
That is actually incorrect.
Oh, no.
The correct answer would be a loony.
Yes, that's it. Now, as soon as you said Canadian-inspired, I knew what it was, but I could not think of it. All
have
right.
you ever been to Canada?
I actually have never been. I've been to the very upper part of Michigan, which they call the Upper Peninsula, where, like, one side of this street I was on was Canada and one side was Michigan. And I was doing a comedy show on the Michigan side, but never the Canada side. So, no, I've never been to Canada.
I've only been to Toronto. I went there for work one time with Jordan Zeilinger, who's also the host of Wreck My Podcast.
Doing some recordings?
Exactly.
Nice job.
Number six.
Yes.
Name the famed ship that's been escorting tourists to within spitting distance of Niagara Falls for more than 100 years.
The name of the... What was the first part? Spirited ship?
Name the famed ship.
Famed ship. Ugh.
Name the ship that's been taking everyone to Niagara Falls.
That's the old waterfall boat. Nothing. Got nothing.
The correct answer would be Maid of the Mist.
Oh, yes. Of course. Of course. When you hear these things out loud, you're like, oh, yeah, that's what
you're
that
like,
is.
You're like, oh, that's what it is.
Exactly. A loony. Maid of the Mist. Got
all
it.
Right.
All right.
Number seven.
Yes.
Also known as a dolphin fish, although it has no relation to Flipper, what tasty ocean dweller has the name that means strong, strong in Hawaiian?
Strong, strong in Hawaiian, not a dolphin. I'm going to say tuna.
That is incorrect. It's actually, I guess you can consider it a form. The correct answer is mahi-mahi.
Oh, that would make sense. That sounds like a Hawaiian word. Mahi-mahi. All right, now I know.
Number eight. Name the sound-sensitive on-off device invented by the same company that brought us the Chia Pet.
What was the first part?
So this is was brought to us by the company Chia Pet.
Okay.
And it's a sound-sensitive on-off device.
The clapper.
The clapper is correct.
Nice.
Did you ever own a clapper?
No, but I remember watching the commercials as a kid and always thinking, man, what a life that would be.
Do you remember the tune?
Clap on, clap off. Yeah, the clapper.
Clap on, clap off. It's the clapper.
The clapper. Yes, I love that.
Number nine. Either metal or rubber, what are the studs on the bottom of soccer shoes known as?
Well, the type of shoe is called a cleat.
That is correct. That is the correct answer.
And is it the answer there,
yes,
too? Okay, so
cleat. The correct answer.
All right, that was my, like,
me trying to ask more information, but like seeing if I got it right kind of exactly. scenario. Very
Did
good.
You ever play sports as a kid?
I played basketball from 4th to 8th grade.
So no cleats there.
No cleats, but I used to jump. I could jump really high, and I would jump the ball every game, and I had a lot of rebounds. And then I tried to play freshman year of high school, and some of the kids could dunk as freshmen. So I was on the D team, which is the 4th string, if you know letters and numbers, and I quit and joined speech team, which led to me being able to talk in front of crowds, which was way more valuable than basketball.
Excellent. Number 10, a staple of British pub grub, bangers and mash, refers to mashed potatoes and what?
Oh, man. I've had bangers and mash. I've eaten it before. I want to say it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of liver?
That is actually incorrect.
Okay, what is it?
Bangers and mash refers to mashed potatoes and sausage.
Ah, sausage. Okay, yes. I totally recall the last time I had it now.
All right, now I have your bonus question for 2 points.
All right.
Also the name of Steve Jobs' daughter. What Apple computer flop was introduced in 1983 for the whopping price of $10,000?
$10,000, Steve Jobs' daughter. That was called the Regina Mac.
That is incorrect.
Oh, boy.
The correct answer is the Lisa Mac.
Oh, I was so close.
Very
Not
close.
Not really, though. Just another girl's name.
Are you an Apple fanboy or own mainly Apple products?
I own mainly Apple products for the last 10 years or so, and but I don't know anything before that. So I didn't have computers as a kid. We never had any computers.
Which is my extent as well. Yeah. Apple computers, never really had anything.
That was
never had like the colorful giant Mac.
The ones of the early 2000s?
Yeah, exactly.
That was a really good quiz. Those are all from Cash Cab?
That is all from Cash Cab. These are all questions that would have been featured in the Cash Cab TV show, which airs on Bravo.
Man, I felt really good about the first 4 or 5, and then I really tanked the last 4 or 5.
Yeah, you were going strong there for a little bit.
Joe, thanks for the questions. Anytime. And where can people find you online if they want to hear more of you?
You can find us on Wreck My Podcast at any podcasting site. You can see us on WreckMyPodcast.com on YouTube, as well as you can follow our Instagram at WreckMyPodcast.
Awesome, dude. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
There it was, a fun chat with Joe. Joe, thanks for those questions. And guys, if you like my show, you will love Wreck My Podcast. Go check it out wherever podcasts are found if you like nostalgia and things from the 90s. Shout out to crossover listener Sean De La Cruz, who listens to both shows for sure. It's time for your question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Who did the Chicago Bears defeat in Super Bowl 20? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was 23 for the number of flavors in Dr. Pepper. And your trivia team name of today is Whistle While You Twerk. I think I've used that one before, or maybe I haven't, but people use it sometimes at trivia night, and I thought I'd share it with you today again. Whistle While You Twerk. Funky Monkey Designs is at fmdesignsinc.com. And don't forget, guys, you can save 25% site-wide when using the code BUDS25 on my artist buddy Drew Blank's website, drewblank.com. He makes some of the best pop culture art around. I have so many of his things hanging up in my house. You can grab Office, Parks and Rec, Big Lebowski, Bill Murray, and horror icon coloring books for the ones you love this holiday season, and tons of other great creations at drewblank.com. Use BUDS25 to save 25% site-wide. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for leaving those iTunes reviews, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Remember, it's Tuesday, our second week of Disney Plus Trivia, so we'll find out what's in store tomorrow morning for the big Disney Plus episode of the week. Cheers!